Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to call a meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, which we have four. So let's just start with the first one for this morning. Action item to consider contract with DNS Filter for services provided to the Information Technology Department. I assume that this is not a paper filter, then it's a software filter. A data filter, how about that? So legal has reviewed the contract?
We have, Your Honor. Your Honor.
Okay. It's a Monday on a Tuesday, right? Okay. Any comments?
So from an IT perspective, this is a product we've been looking at for quite a while. It adds an extra layer of protection. A vulnerability we kind of ran into over the last few months, where we have our firewall in place, we have ESET on our endpoints, but in the filtering process, there's certain applications that think they can just bypass those. And so this will actually be another layer that's a catch-all. Their name isn't very fancy. A DNS filter is actually a service, but they named their product DNS Filter. However, it will work for our needs. Now, this product was not budgeted for this fiscal year. However, we have some savings that we've uncovered with not having to renew Spam Titan. There was a Microsoft spam filter that we're able to utilize this year, and the savings will be more than enough to pay for this DNS filter service. And just adding this again as another security layer to our environment.
Super. All right. Questions, comments?
I just had to look it up because I didn't know if we'd seen this before, but you're saying no. So DNS is the domain name system. It's what I looked up, and it blocks access to malicious or inappropriate websites or application. We're in favor of that. So
absolutely.
And so thank you for that. It looks like the cost attached to this is $12,000. Okay, perfect. I'm in favor of protecting the county's cyberspace, and so I would move that the board signs the contract with DNS Filter for services provided to Information Technology Department as presented.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
You have yourselves a filter.
All right.
All right. Second action item is consider contract with Seringa Networks for services provided to the Information Technology Department. It's you guys again, right?
Yes, again.
All right. Sounds good.
You want to say anything, Aaron?
Chairman Holt, we have reviewed this. No changes or anything by legal.
Okay. All right.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, on this one, it was actually kind of interesting. So we use Seringa as our backup if in case our main internet goes down, right? And
right.
With the Microsoft 365, we've noticed that if we switch to our backup, the amount of traffic going through these days, the 500 meg that we had was a little bit lacking. And so we reached out to Seringa. We're like, hey, what would it be to double that and let's get a gig for our backup line? And they actually came back with a price less than what we were paying. So this will benefit us by saving us money and providing the bandwidth we need on our backup.
Perfect. All right. Excellent. Questions, comments?
Nope. Appreciate the good job that's done. Without IT, we would be totally shut down in a lot of ways. So thank you for that. I'm in favor of signing this additional gig of whatever you said on that. And so I move that the board signs the contract with Seringa Network for services provided to the Information Technology Department.
A second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Commissioners.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, third action item is to consider resolution classifying certain records of the Canyon County Weed and Pest Department and authorizing the destruction. This is just our standard resolution.
Yes.
Boilerplate. Okay.
I don't think we had one for weed and pest before, so.
Oh, really? Wow, you've generated that much paperwork. Yes.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Haley's done a really good job out there, and Corey. They've actually been going, doing some housekeeping and cleaning up, and we got a bunch of records from 2015, so it's time to kind of get rid of some of them. We have to keep them for 5 years, so yeah, we're at that point where we need to shred some of these.
All right. Questions, comments?
I'm in favor of signing this. Rick and Corey and Haley have done a great job out there. There's been a lot of stability since Rick took this department over, and so these would really be outdated. I don't know really who would care about what we sprayed 5 years ago, and all those issues are resolved quickly if there's an issue. So, Chairman, I'm in favor, and I move that we sign the resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners classifying and authorizing the destruction of records of Canyon County Weed and Pest, which are enumerated there. It's what county properties have been sprayed within the last 5 years, and includes invoices, reports, screenshots, satellite images, and other information there.
Okay.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Go forth and destroy, you know, within a certain parameter, right? All right. All right, fourth action item is to consider seller representative agreement. All right. And we've reviewed this. It's just a standard real estate representative, right?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. All right. The only comment I would have is that I would be interested in authorizing Commissioner Van Beek to do the initials on each and every page.
I will discharge the duties of my office faithfully.
I knew you would. I was relying upon it. I think this is a needed document, and I was aware that it was coming before us at some point. And so is there any other comments?
Just that we have the agent here, and he's been very good to work with for Canyon County. I don't know if he has any comments, Chairman, but I'm in favor of this agreement.
Okay. Any words of wisdom, Norm?
Is this public record?
Yes.
No, it's standard. Just renews our contracts with it.
Okay. You and your team now?
Yeah. Okay.
A great team.
Excellent on.
I expect no less than forward. All right.
Okay. Chairman, I move that we sign the seller a representation agreement with it's Norm is the agent and broker, and Ryan Brodine and Ben Needler will be the NEI select agent as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And as stated earlier, Commissioner Van Beek will do the initialing on all of the needed places, which there are a few. All right. Anything else that we need to do publicly? I know I have one legal issue that I'd like to have counsel on in executive session.
Chairman, I have another settlement agreement to discuss regarding pending and imminently likely litigation. So I guess it is pending litigation. Would be appropriate under DNF.
Mine.
I have a DNF for a small claims matter.
Okay. Mine would also be under DNF.
Employee. We also have an executive session for employee.
I think that's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's later today.
Oh, I thought it was scheduled contemporaneously with this.
We could do that. Yes.
Mine is scheduled, so the one, no, mine is a, the one on the calendar, I think, is actually the small claims matter.
Okay.
The one on the calendar for right now.
Okay.
So DNF.
Well, there's some confusion, so we'll go ahead and list B, just in case it there's clarity on it later, and if not, then.
Okay.
It's B right now.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B regarding personnel, D for records exempt from public disclosure, and F to communicate with the county's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves to be recessed into executive session.